well every day this life would give me. Love was a small word for what I felt for Erica. Maybe it was an obsession, this never-waning determination to make her mine in every way she'd let me. Heath had noticed, even warned me when he saw how she was changing me. He was no stranger to addiction, and no one could deny that she was my vice. The drug I refused to live without, no matter how many times she pushed me away. I'd fought like hell to keep the upper hand between us, to protect her, to keep her out of the path of those who would hurt one to destroy the other. I couldn't lose control and risk losing something more important, the one person who'd come into my life and made it worth living. Yes, she'd changed me, as much as a man with my particular affinities could change. She'd pushed me. She'd walked into my life, 5'3" of fiery independence. Her mere presence challenged me, getting under my skin, making me habitually hard until I could find the unexplainable peace that being inside her supple little body could bring. Even now I could barely take a full breath, knowing she was beyond my reach. I clutched the steering wheel tighter. My bloodless fingertips tingled with the need to feel her body under them, loving her, claiming her, restraining her. Fuck. I adjusted my inconvenient hard-on. Pointless, when visions of the night before flooded me now. Her full, swollen lips parting for me and only me. Her nails digging into my thighs as she took all of me in the hot bliss of her mouth. I released my tense hold, exhaling an uneven breath. My thumb grazed the warm leather of my belt. The hammer of my heart kicked up, the light turned green, and I sped closer to our destination. A flicker of anticipation took over with a rush of blood to my now rock-hard cock. If nothing else, I'd enjoy punishing her when this was all said and done.
Chapter 1. 2 weeks earlier. I slid my cold palms up and down the sides of my dress. I dressed up to make a good impression. I knew it was foolish, especially since this wouldn't exactly be a first impression. Coffee? Blake walked up to where I stood and held out a steaming cup. He was dressed in dark blue jeans and a white-collared shirt that made his skin glow. His skin was tanned from our time at the beach house, the place where we went to escape the city life and recharge. Today, like all others, Blake took my breath away. He could have stepped out of a catalog, but there was more to the man than his breathtaking good looks. His entire presence had a way of throwing me off balance. Sometimes, when I wasn't swooning over his perfection, I wondered if I did that to him, too. "Thank you," I murmured. Our hands grazed each other when I took the cup, and I let the heap seep into my fingers.
"Call me crazy, but you look nervous."
He sipped his own coffee and cocked his head. I stared into the creamy liquid, letting the rich aroma fill my nose, and tried to imagine what the next half hour would bring. Being here with Blake by my side should have been a great comfort, but it wasn't. "I can't help it." He chuckled softly.
"You have absolutely no reason to be. You realize that, right?"
Easy for him to say. Across the room, a tall young man was speaking with some of the other investors. I was now on a first-name basis with many of them. But I couldn't get past the fact that they were the makers and breakers of dreams. They were men, more or less, like Blake. Some were self-made, and others had done well in their professional careers and had taken on angel investing as a hobby, dabbling with fresh new ideas. The young man's jaw was tight, his motions jerky under a tense smile and wide eyes, like he'd consumed all of the coffee in Boston this morning. "That was me a few months ago," I said. "It's terrifying, and you'll never know what that feels like. Plus, I probably have post-traumatic stress disorder from all the shit you put me through in this room. Twice." Blake's amused expression lacked all the remorse I was trying to elicit from him. Only months ago, we'd come face to face in this very room.